joining us. And for this episode, we have the country editor of Yahoo Philippines, Mr. Erwin Oliva.
Hello.
Hi, Erwin. I remember during your presentation in the Digital Filipino Web Awards last year, you talk about content, conversation, and community as somehow the key factors for of running a site or making a portal successful, or in a sense they are the key components. But I'd like to ask you, in your observation, was it always like that? I mean, before you used to write for Inquirer, and now with your work with Yahoo Philippines, do you see this formula somehow to be consistent?
This three C's, as we call it, is nothing new at this time. It has been there, but what's the big difference right now is that we, as Yahoo Philippines, have made it some sort of our guidelines in terms of putting out whatever content or whatever we have on the site. So these are our three guiding principles, essentially, when we move forward. And it's also part of our vision in Yahoo Philippines to make it not just about content, but it's about community and conversations.
But you know, it's easy to say, have content, have community, have conversation. It's easier said than done. But what is exactly good content, good community, and good conversation?
Okay, we start with good content. Good content, it's hard to define that, essentially, but I think based on the experience that I've had over the years doing online journalism, good content is mixed with aggregated and original content. So aggregated, because Yahoo is not really just like the CNNs of this world. We're not the New York Times. So we partner with these media websites to aggregate whatever they have. And then we add a little spice, which is original reporting. And that's why we have local journalists right now working for Yahoo Philippines, writing original content for us.
How many local journalists do you have?
Right now we have at least 7.
Wow.
That includes me. So
okay. So they cover all beats?
Not really. That's why yung aggregated na aspect, that's where it enters, because we're not a media company in itself, so we cannot cover everything.
So where does the 7 focus?
The 7 focuses on essentially making sure that the content on what you see on the front page is relative and also do go out and cover stories.
So that means that if a blogger or an entrepreneur or an enterprise wants to put up a website, it's more than just creating their own content, but they also have to learn how to take advantage of available content and complement it with their original content.
Yes, that's what I've been blogging for many, many years now, and I've seen how blogging has evolved. And people just like us, they've used blogging as a platform to write content or to advertise or even promote things. So in Yahoo, we're also in the same sort of business, but on a bigger scale. That's why we have a bigger community. Mm-hmm. And right now we're also adding the spice of social media in what we do.
Mm-hmm. How about the community aspect? What is a good community?
A good community is the one that really drives things, because the community in itself, parang kanya na, sa Filipino, sanay tayo na meron tayong tulungan, di ba?
Yes.
So, Philippines, actually sa Yahoo, one of the biggest community for so long is yung Yahoo groups nga. And I know Digital Filipino started in Yahoo.
Yes, it's still there.
And it's still there, and you know, it has changed dramatically. Now we have more choices, and for a community to work, it has to have it has to be vibrant, it has to have conversations.
So how does Yahoo take care of its community?
So Yahoo right now, especially the Philippines, I work for the content side of Yahoo. So my business or my mandate is to really provide relevant content for the community. It's not only news that we publish, but we also include bloggers. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, we're featuring community news, or for instance, we come up with certain questions about certain issues. We post it on Yahoo Answers. And then whatever you answer or whatever answer you provide Yahoo, we then feature that on Yahoo.
Ah.
So it's not the typical news that you read.
So at least it provides an incentive for the community to
join
or to be part of the discussion.
Yes. So online journalism has evolved dramatically over the years because of internet, because right now it's not just a one-way traffic, just like what we've been doing in the past through mainstream media. Like, you write a story, you expect people to read, and probably get some reaction. But now it's always a two-way. Actually, it's a multi-way interaction between readers and the writer and the reporter and whoever that media is.
Maybe before we get further into this discussion, I'd like to ask, going back a little bit on the content, what's the best content that or most memorable content that you've published or that you have in Yahoo na talagang even you overwhelmed ka with the response?
I think I could pick yung Purple Thumb, that's our election website. Mm-hmm. One thing that I remember, yung pinakamalakas naming content was the video that we did on the automated machine. Mm. I remember this kasi even the COMELEC didn't have one, and we created one. We talked to the provider.
Smartmatic.
And we went there, we took a video, and we created some sort of a how-to video. Mm-hmm. And for luck, siguro luck, or for some good reason, COMELEC used it to educate voters. So you see how dynamic that is. Mm-hmm. So that's one powerful content that you can create using the medium that you have right now on the internet. Mm-hmm. Even in entrepreneurs or even the small medium, SMEs can use all this platform to create content for themselves, mm-hmm. to promote or to inform or to educate their clients or yung customers nila.
How about dun sa community? I mean, of course, because of your articles, you reach out to different types of communities, no? Niches or tribes. Is there any community or tribe or niche na para na-encounter mo or you weren't expecting or somehow na para unbelievable yung response nila? They can be a follower of a certain personality or a news?
Filipinos are fond of three things. Basically, I found it: politics, sports, and showbiz entertainment.
Ah, okay. SPS.
Showbiz, politics, and sports.
Okay, yeah. Sige.
So these are the three elements that I've seen play all throughout when I've been doing online journalism. And I think Filipinos, lalo na yung mga tao, gusto nila maging part ng news. They want. Okay. I remember some people just watching how people would comment on certain issues, and they would follow comments, not the issue.
Yes.
So that's how you sort of create a cycle of conversation. In fact, in one of our market studies in the Philippines, we found out that a lot of our readers read comments more than the story.
Yes.
And then they want to follow, mm-hmm. or even when they post a comment, they wait for it to be posted, and then they would see how people would react with that.
Hottest showbiz personality, in a sense where a lot of the community really get engaged. Sino napansin mo?
Si Chris Aquino pa rin.
Chris Aquino pa rin. Talaga? Why? In what way?
I don't know. Halimbawa, Chris Aquino makes
news. Pag nag-post ka ng Chris Aquino, what is the typical community reaction? To the point that Chris Aquino really stands out.
Chris Aquino is is a personality in showbiz that you cannot have or have not.
So, pag binanggit si Chris Aquino, ano nangyayari? Parang typical comments kagad, yung bilis?
Marami. Like, itong example, Chris Aquino did a chat with her Twitter followers lately. I think it was last December. And then we got wind of it through social media. So, we followed it alas 8 ng gabi yata or 7 o'clock.
Anong topic?
Wala lang. Just open. I'm open to any questions. So,
nakipag-chat
siya sa mga followers niya. Kasama kami. So, nag-posting kami ng questions namin. Tapos, after yung kanyang conversations with her own community, we used that chat with her community as a story on Yahoo. Tapos, that story generated a lot of story, another series of comments.
How big was the discussion like?
Mga 1,000 comments in less than an hour.
So what you're saying is, as far as community is concerned, it's really, it depends on the topic. You will really be able to reach out to different types of communities na depende kung sino yung fina-follow. But when you look at personalities, somehow it's also amazing on how they attract so much attention. Like, of course, you mentioned Chris Aquino.
Yes.
For politics, who is the hottest? Ano talagang ra-ra-ra pag talagang nag-respond yung mga tao?
Well, nung election talaga, it was obvious that Noynoy Aquino was really big on the internet, although there was a debate among yung mga supporters, it was Villar or Noynoy. Villar used the internet very extensively.
Yes,
but
yes.
Unfortunately, he lost the election. So that's another good case study if you would think about it.
Yes.
How the social media didn't help him win an election, di ba?
Yes, yes, yes. Pero like kay Presidente, how yung response ng internet users, how does it differ to former President Arroyo?
I think Aquino was a welcome change to what we're doing. Kasi alam mo naman, during the past administration, there were a lot of questions, there were a lot of issues, even controversial issues that weren't answered. So, in terms of how it attracts people, pag may mga negative stories about the past administration, there was always a spike in our traffic before. But right now, anything na good news about Noynoy, or even yung mga showbiz na related yung kay Liz Uy, or all that stuff, or alam mo yung mga ganong issues, people just wanna know what it's about.
Basing it from the pulse of the community. Oh, Team Shalani or Team Liz Uy sila?
It's a mix. Ayoko magsalo. Ayaw magsabi on the record anyway.
Pero very active. Pero to the point ba na talaga nagmukhang triangle? Ah?
Oo naman.
How about sa sports?
Sa sports, of course, Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
Ginawa sa Yahoo, we created a website called Ringside with Manny. And okay. We had Manny featured all throughout the year during his fights. And every time he had the fight, we did the live blog. I don't know if you guys know about the live blog. The live blog is parang one paragraph per round. Mm-hmm. So parang
blow by blow.
Para kami nagraradyo pero written siya.
Mm-hmm.
So me and some of the editors, we watch the show on pay-per-view and then we blog about it real time. And then that's where we get a lot of people joining in the conversation, parang, uy, ano na nangyari? Tapos, pag nag-comment kami na, uy, sinapak siya sa ganito. Okay. Pagkikita mo yung mga reaction ng tao, yeah, go.
Maalala ko, nag-tweet nga ako about yung fight niya kay Margarito. Sabi ko, oh no, you faced ni Margarito, di na siya mukhang papa. And then, other people were tweeting back, no, responding.
Diba yung mga ganon? So, yan yung hindi na ako cover ng mainstream media minsan na ginagawa namin sa Yahoo. Kasi, kasama yan sa nangyayari. Hindi lang nangyayari doon sa laban, pero may nangyayari din sa background. People are talking about it. Then, in fact, even yung pagkanta ng pambansang, yung national anthem natin, kinikriticize sa mga tao.
Yes. Parang never-ending na topic. And I think it's a slot that's being coveted for a lot of the aspiring singers in the country, no?
Yes. So, all these elements, yung conversations, content, and community, they all play a big part in all websites, especially for entrepreneurs. If they're trying to create a powerful website, they have to have all these three things in there. You have to have content, you have to build your own community around that website, and you have to engage your community through conversation.
Okay, so I'd like to ask you, Erwin, personally for you, medyo mag-talk naman tayo about your favorites. Social media, I know you're a very voracious user of social media. What's your favorite?
I think Twitter, it works for me because I also find news there. I also find information useful for me.
Okay.
So every morning, before I turn on my TV, when I wake up in the morning, right now, when I wake up, the first thing I grab is my mobile or my BlackBerry, and then I check Twitter for news.
So I can say that the BlackBerry is your primary social media device?
Yes, it is.
Yan na talaga.
Yeah, hindi ako, Team BlackBerry ako.
Team BlackBerry ka, hindi ka Team iPhone or ano. Okay, all the news that came out last year that got spread through social media, whether Yahoo got involved with it or not, are there any stories na talagang wow, tas remarkable, nakita mo yung conversation?
Actually, there's one story that generated a lot of buzz sa internet. Ito yung story about what is a Jejemon. Remember that?
Yes.
Last year, it became the word of the year. Yata,
yes, Jejemon.
So, out of curiosity, I asked my editors, hey, let's do something on Answers. Parang, let's ask this very simple question, what is a Jejemon on Yahoo Answers? And in the next few hours, we generated so much answers na we realized, hey, there's something big here na, ano ba itong Jejemon? Phenomenon na to. So, marang it's not a news item if you would think about it in terms of a strict editorial news story, but it's something that we generated and it became news because the people were talking about it and we featured it on Yahoo because the community was talking about it, and that's how we produce content for Yahoo. Mm-hmm. We listen to people, and when we listen to them, we pick things that they we think that's important to them, and then we find ways to put it on Yahoo.
So I guess we'll all watch out for the developments this year from Yahoo Philippines. Thank you very much, Erwin, and thank you for joining us.